Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional.
Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With me, Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And me, Emily Lubin.
Remember, choose like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Remy, and today we have a scoop du jour and... woohoo! A Plus Lauren segment.
Plus Lauren! It's our conversation, Plus Lauren!
Yay! Okay.
Do you like my voice?
I do.
Speaking of voices,
great segue. This next scoop du jour is about Mean Girls, the musical, the movie. And Emily hasn't seen it yet, but
I'm dying to see it.
I went by myself because I was dying to see it so badly. I had a bunch of friends I was supposed to go with. Their schedules kept getting crazy. And then I was just like, I'm going.
Fuck you guys. I'm going to see Mean Girls.
Literally walked out of my house. And this is not part of the scoop, but it is worth noting because we just did our whole episode on communication. And remember like a few months ago when that guy yelled at me on the street for being a loser and smoking?
Yes.
And I yelled at him?
Yeah. How could I forget?
And we yelled a lot?
Yeah. You had a whole confrontation with a stranger on the street.
And I owned him. It was basically him being like, you are a loser for smoking. And I was like, you're a loser for commenting on it. Like, whatever. Anyway, so I had another thing like that. Obviously, it wasn't centered around smoking because I don't do that anymore. But I'm walking to Mean Girls by myself, 88th between Lex and 3rd. And this older man, adorable looking, is walking three dogs. And he sweetly says to them, come on, girls. And I was like, that's so cute. And then he follows it up with, let's get out of the moron's way.
Are you the moron?
I'm the moron.
What were you doing that was moronic?
Nothing. I wasn't smoking. I wasn't vaping. I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't even like in his way. Like I was trying to get out of their way, but I was wearing a stupid looking hat. So maybe he was just like this like stupid stoner bitch is like up here, like whatever. I don't know. But I was like slack jawed and I felt the want to whip my head around and go, why am I? Moron, you're the moron, whatever.
Right.
Didn't.
You just kept your cool.
Kept my cool, growth, went to the movie theater, told the ticket guy about the story. He gave me free snacks.
Wait, that's so nice.
I know.
You know, I went to see, speaking of seeing movies by yourself, I went to see the Barbie movie by myself and I had a whole situation with the, what are they called?
Somebody called you a mouth-breathing troglodyte?
No, it wasn't not a mouth-breathing troglodyte, but I got really offended by this man. Well, what are they called? The people who collect your tickets.
Ticket taker.
The bellboy. The ticket taker. Ticket taker. He got the usher. Thank you.
Usher.
He told me I couldn't bring in my bagel. I was starving. It was 1 p.m. on a Monday. It was a small theater that isn't very crowded. And I brought in a bagel. I was running late for the movie. I run in. I grab the bagel. I'm like, what can I grab that's quick? Bring it into the movie. I'm holding the paper bag. And he's like, you can't bring outside food into the movies. And I'm like, why? And I know the reason.
Yeah, you know why?
I know the reason. It's because they don't want competition with the concession stand, right? But they don't sell bagels. So I think, you know, just have some humanity, have some sense of common decency and let me bring in my bagel. It's lunchtime. So but that's not what he says to me. He says, you know, because smells. So I said to him, and this, by the way, this is the most confrontational I've ever been in my entire life. I usually don't talk back at all, but I was hungry. So here we go. So I was like, wait, but popcorn smells. And he was like, yeah, but you know, you expect that in a movie theater. And I was like, I promise you, my bagel doesn't smell. And we were going at it. He made me leave it there. And then I had to take breaks during the movie to go outside and take bites of my bagel.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry, that was a tangent, but we both had confrontations outside the movie theater.
Here's the thing about yours though. I blame you.
Why?
Okay. Because you know the rules and you know what you have to do if you're bringing in outside candy. Yeah, you hide it in your jacket. You make yourself pregnant. You have so many snacks that you have a little belly that they will not check. There's no metal detectors. There's no smell detectors.
No one's going to feel my unpregnant belly.
Yeah.
That would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know that.
You were being a deviant.
I was being an idiot. Yeah, you know
you're
what?
The moron. No, I'm
just
the kidding.
Moron. And I wasn't even wearing a stupid hat. No, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, this was the situation. I should have hit it. I could have hit it. But you remember when the Barbie movie came out? We were having a warm front. I was wearing a bodycon dress.
Sure.
And I had a tiny little bag. There was no place to put the bagel.
You put the bagel in the dress. You say, that is my belly button. It's big.
I could have done that.
Don't or talk to me.
You know what? Next time, maybe I should get two bagels, put it in my bra. Uh-huh. Suddenly, I have a boob lift.
Yeah, great.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm
and
sorry.
And if he says something about the smells, be like,
my boobs just smell. I'm breastfeeding.
Yeah. Okay, back to the movie.
Back to the movie. By the way, I'm sorry that this man called you a moron. You're not a moron.
Thank you. No, very unhinged of him, but very hinged of me to not say anything and get snacks for it.
So tell me about the movie, because everybody's talking about Renee Rapp and how good she is in this movie.
She's amazing. She's amazing. And she also, I think, originated the role on Broadway when she was like 19.
Yeah, I looked up some clips of her in the Broadway show. You didn't see the Broadway show, did you?
No.
I didn't see it either. Although I do feel like I might have liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just Broadway musicals are not really my thing. But I looked up clips of her.
Musicals in general are not your thing?
Yeah, there are a few that I like, but most of the time I cringe.
Whoa. Okay, I love Broadway. I, for some reason, didn't believe in this one as one because I love original Mean Girls so much that I was just like, there's no way that this could be good. And I was wrong. I wish I had seen it on Broadway, and I'm glad that they made it into a movie musical.
Well, I kind of wish I saw it too, because these clips that I was watching, she has such a good voice. But
her
it's
voice
not,
is still amazing.
It's
in the
not
movie.
A Broadway voice, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
more
yeah.
like a jazz singer, or like almost like Amy Winehouse, but not as groany. Like, she has like a really beautiful like jazz singer voice that I could see like her singing in a lounge somewhere.
I was watching her on SNL and they were like, what is she, Adele? And then like mixed with somebody else, like Ariana Grande and Adele. Like, she can do
that. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is such a beautiful tone, her voice.
And Billie Eilish.
Oh, and Billie Eilish. Oh, interesting. I could see that. I could see that. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why I never really like Broadway, because I feel like a lot of the time you can't really tell. Like, I feel like you can't even really tell if they're good singers, because even if you're not a good singer, like, I'm not a great singer, but I could do a Broadway voice. It's not really.
Can you?
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Like, I feel like that's the Broadway voice. Thank you. Like, I'm not a good singer, but I can do that. So sometimes I feel like it's an affectation that, like, are these people good singers or are they just doing the Broadway voice?
There are some shows that have the Broadway voice in them.
You know?
But yes, for sure. But I think most of the time they do have pretty good voices. But there has been some conversation on the internet about how, oh, like, this is such a more watered down version of the Broadway belting and stuff. And it's like, well, yeah.
But it's a movie, so.
That was the director's idea.
They did that on purpose.
Rent, same singing.
Right.
But would it have made sense in school to, I don't know. Does singing ever make sense? Just belting it randomly in school? I don't know.
No, probably not.
But this is why we're talking about this movie.
Yeah.
We're talking about this movie because as I'm sitting in the theater alone, eating my snacks and watching Renee, I am just changed.
Okay.
And this is going to sound so crazy to a section of our audience and so affirming to another part. And I don't want you to think I think anything about her body in a negative way, because it even felt weird coming out of my head.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Where I was like, this is so nice having somebody with her body type, which looks similar to my body type. And I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging.
It sounds kind of like you are.
Because a lot of people go, okay, she's mother, you know, yeah. Like why would she not be cast as a Regina George role? But years ago in original Mean Girls, she wouldn't have been cast.
Yeah. Rachel McAdams was the original Regina George, and she was very thin,
slight,
with big boobs. Yes. And that's like what being hot meant back then.
Yeah.
In 2004.
And even when Renee originated the role at 19, she got body shamed by reviewers, by audience goers. They had to change her outfit because some people were saying, ugh, I didn't like seeing that much of her body. Whereas they'd never said that about Rachel McAdams. And so I'm just saying when I grew up and where everyone's head was in the zeitgeist, it was like, I never thought that I would see a Regina George with soft arms. A Regina George that, like, from one angle in one of the shots, she's got some back rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She,
very normal.
Normal things. And again, she is hot. She is mother. But I have always felt very insecure about my body type.
And by the way, it's worth noting you still have a societally acceptable body type.
Yes,
and
that's why I feel so weird saying any of this.
Right, but you are curvy. You are curvier than Rachel McAdams in the original movie.
And it's not even like representation because she is so undeniably hot. Like that face card.
Never declines.
But yeah, I was just like, oh, this is really great.
Well, especially because Regina is the most popular girl in school.
Yeah.
I think that's why you're having that reaction because, and honestly, I had the same reaction. I didn't see the movie, but I saw the trailer and I didn't really know Renee Rapp before. I didn't watch Sex Lives of College Girls.
Did.
I hear she's really good in it.
She's great in it.
But.
And that probably was moving the needle as well because she's kind of like a popular mean girl in that.
Okay.
So I'm accustomed to her as a popular hot mean girl, but Regina George is such a specific thing. She's going to 135 because she's so skinny.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to know how they handled that in the movie.
So, okay. They cut out a lot of the offensive jokes, stuff about race, stuff about teachers hooking up with students, like anything that was like
Coach Carr.
Yeah.
That's probably for the best.
They cut out some fat phobia. But not all of it. So 135 is not there anymore.
Oh, okay. Because 135, I don't know if people realized this or didn't realize this at the time, but I rewatched it kind of recently and I was like, oh, 135, that's kind of poking fun at these stores that people shop
totally.
At. Because 135, those are junior sizes. Like those aren't like that's not even a real size that... Women
well, it's like
wear.
The same way that we were saying The Devil Wears Prada is fine if you watch it as a farce.
Right.
But if you're a young, impressionable person growing up and watching that stuff and taking it as gospel, as Bible, as burn book, it seeps into your soul a little bit. And I don't think 135 was a joke initially.
Yeah. No, initially I didn't. It was only when I rewatched it. So I think
rewatching it as an adult, you're like, oh, they're making fun of this type of store. You could try Sears.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 135 is not in it because they do have a young audience.
Is These Sweatpants Are All That Fit Me right now?
Sweatpants Are All That Fit Me is in it, but nobody says Move It Fat Ass.
Okay.
Calteen bars are still in it.
So they're still trying to make Regina gain weight.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
It is interesting.
Because they also retooled some of the pranks that they did on her.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. The face cream, they put lard in it. It's like La Mer face cream or something. And they put something like that to make her break out instead of the foot cream to put on her face.
Yeah, that one never seemed... I mean, it kind of was part of the movie. That
smell like peppermint.
Yeah, it just made your face smell like
peppermint. This one actually gave her a big old pimple.
Okay.
That's like a little out of touch for Gen Z because they're like, yeah, put a fucking star face on it.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. One of the other pranks was cutting holes in her shirt and revealing her bra. They did not do that this time.
Really?
Nope. Instead, it was like the sprinklers went off when she was accepting some award or something, and it makes all of her eye makeup drip and her hair wet. And then everybody starts making their eye makeup drip and their hair wet.
Yeah. I was just going to say that's like the wet look.
Yeah. But so because they redid those ones, I was like, why do we still need the Calteen bars? Like they still have the conversation of how much percentage of this is fat, where Katie does her like non-impressive.
They
make it seem like fucking calculus math.
Yeah, she's a math genius.
Yeah. She's like, well, you cross multiply for the value of X. Like, yeah, we all know how to make a percentage.
You know, I was impressed by that one.
Were you?
Yes.
Because I was like, we learned this in fucking ninth grade.
I have dyscalculia or something. Like, I swear to God, you could tell me to cross multiply.
I am bad at math too.
But you could solve
that
one.
That formula, I'm like, don't we all know that?
Yeah, everybody does know cross multiplication.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens, and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages, and you scoop it, and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties, and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So we were talking about just my feelings on it, but also back in the day, when Regina's size was commented on, other people would comment on it to her. So there was an interview.
To Renee Rapp?
Yes, about her size. In an interview with Teen Vogue, they pointed out that one of Regina's lyrics was, "I never weigh more than 115. And they pointed out that this lyric was contradictory to Renee's size in real life. This is a Medium article. Something that has the potential to be very triggering for people who struggle with body image, which Renee does. She talked about that on Call Her Daddy, as well as it is something that Renee had never pointed out before herself. So it's questionable why the interviewer felt as if it was their responsibility to bring light to this. And that's not so many years ago.
No. It wasn't that long ago. I actually find it interesting that they even wrote that into one of the songs, because nobody ever mentioned 115 as a number that Regina weighed in the movie. So that was like a creative liberty that they took.
But they changed that lyric.
In the movie, they changed it?
Yeah. It goes from, and I never weigh more than 115 to, and that filter you use looks just like me.
Okay. So playing off of like the Instagram filters or the TikTok filters. Yeah. It's like the face card never declines. Yeah. There you go. That's interesting. And, you know, in trying to do a little bit of research for this, I did see, although I can't tell you where I found it, but she made a comment about the 115 lyric. And she said, I can't remember ever weighing 115.
Yeah.
You know, Renee is a tall girl. I think she's about 5'7". So yeah, she's never weighed one. So it wouldn't really, I mean, not everything needs to make sense, but it wouldn't make sense if they kept it because it's just not accurate to her body type.
Yeah. And it's rude for people.
It is rude.
Will never weigh that, never want to weigh that. Like,
and that's saying you can't be pretty or cool or popular if you weigh more than that.
For sure.
Basically.
But then also, if you look at it as a farce, then it's like, why does this girl think she needs to be 115 and below to be beautiful?
Right. Yeah. I agree with you that I think it's better. It's more interesting this way. Like, it's more interesting to have somebody in that role with curves. I think it might be more interesting if it was somebody who is actually plus size? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like you said, and we were talking to Lauren about this as well, it's moving the needle.
It's moving the needle.
And that's kind of like all you can ask for in a situation like this where they remake one of our movies that had a lot of toxic body image stuff in it. Mm-hmm. We're moving the needle and we're just like tweaking it a little bit to make it.
But moving it so much so that me even saying like, oh my God, this was fun representation. Like that feels weird at this point because she is so undeniably hot. Yeah, to a certain group of people.
I would love to have her body type. Like I would love to look like her and have her body type too. So it's not, we're not saying that she doesn't have a good body type, quote unquote, or like that she's not hot. That's not what we're saying at all. It's she never would have been cast in that role in 2004.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's crazy that even when she was cast, people were harping on it so much.
Yeah. And another thing to note is in this article, they said that they changed some of the costumes because she was uncomfortable in them.
No, like, they said you would have assumed they were changing it for her comfort, but it was actually the producers that changed it in response to the backlash.
Oh, so people didn't like the costumes because they were too revealing. So like, then they added
Regina's
stuff.
Like bunny outfit or whatever for Halloween, they ended up putting a skirt on because some fucking troll wrote like, I don't want to see like your entire ass or something like that.
Loser. Okay, but she probably was more comfortable in the skirt. You know, I always think about, because all of the pop stars, at some point it became the uniform to wear a leotard on stage.
Yeah.
And I always think about it. I'm like, I would be so afraid of having camel toe up there. Like, give me a fucking bottom. Give me a skirt. Like, people are on the floor. They're looking up at my birth canal.
Uh-huh.
I don't want that. So, like, maybe it did make her feel more comfortable. I don't know if that was the reason, but I would respect it if it was.
I like a leotard.
Really? Like for hours when you're up there dancing? I mean, I'm talking
I've never
like,
done it.
Yeah, I'm talking like we're pop stars.
Yeah, I've never done it, but it looks fun. And
I mean, I guess like when else do you get to wear a leotard?
Exactly.
That is one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wear a leotard next week. In studio.
You were saying, what if Regina George actually was plus sized? So there was this TikTok I was watching, and a lot of like high school musical theater departments will do this where they'll go guess hour. And then it's like a character from the musical that they're doing.
Okay.
And they'll all sing the same line. My name is Regina George or whatever. And there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they're like, guess which ones are Regina George. And I was watching it and I was like, I was like, number 12 sounds the most like Regina, but number 12 is also plus size. Like, I wonder if they cast an actual plus size woman as Regina George. And then I went and I looked at the other videos. She is.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
It would change the role, but it would be interesting in a different way. You know, we do want to do a plus Lauren.
Yeah.
On this. So I would love to hear what Lauren has to say about this. First of all, have you seen the movie?
Hi, Lauren.
Hello. Trying to do the voice I did the last
time. Hi, Lauren.
I have not seen the movie. I would love to see the movie. Big Tina Fey fan. I agree with you. I think the needle moved. I think it's good. We're on the right track. Fat Regina George is next, I'd say. But Remy, your feelings are like so valid. And I love that it was healing for you. And I think that was a great share.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Thank you. Well, it kind of ties into something else that we wanted to talk about with you. In preparing for this episode, we were talking about this Airy campaign. Yeah. Everybody is talking about it right now.
It's everywhere.
So,
sorry, guys.
Okay.
I'll see myself out. I love your puns.
So, basically, Airy put out a campaign, and a lot of people are making fun of it right now. Not the sentiment, but the actual ad itself. Mm-hmm. It says, sexy is an energy, not a body type. But the actual ad doesn't feature anybody who is plus size. Mm-hmm. And another issue that people have pointed out is that if you go to order the bathing suit that all of these models are wearing, and really anything from Airy, it doesn't go beyond an XXL.
Right. Which is... not a real size, right?
It's a size. I would say it's so funny because like so
sorry
much.
Sorry to our XXL girlies.
You're
not real.
You are valid.
You exist. Yeah, you exist. XXL girlies. But yeah, it's, you know, we looked at their size chart and the thing is XL and XXL is different everywhere. Mm-hmm. At Airy, it's a size 18, which if I showed you guys a picture of me as a size 18, you would like ask if I was okay, you know?
Oh,
like,
really?
I'll show you after. Not to like be weird about my own body or anybody's body who's an 18 or whatever, but like it's kind of mid-sized to me almost, you know? Like,
yeah, they've got their mid-size representation in this photo,
which is like great.
12 girls, maybe two of them aren't standard model size. Right.
They're using fat liberation language
to
promote like, we sell midsize, you know, which is like, you know, great for people who can wear your clothes, I guess, that you don't want to body shame the people who can fit in your clothes. But you're leaving out like more than half of women while using this phrase that is used in fat communities. Like, I would also like to endorse the phrase, sexy is an energy, not
love
a body
the
type.
Phrase.
Right. The great sentiment's phrase. Great.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not. It's misleading.
You're not doing what you think you're doing. Yeah. You're actually being misleading because you're saying we are inclusive and this is what inclusivity looks like.
I'm going to say that they know exactly what they're doing. And it's upsetting because if anyone has been online, every plus size influencer has been reading them for filth for this and doing different videos and takes on it. And again, this is an example of like the Emrata pants pick thing where it's like, okay, we're mad, but nobody cares. Like, nobody's apologizing. Nobody's addressing it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's upsetting. It feels like fat people are being left out of a movement that fat people started.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's say somebody who's a size 22, let's say, looks at this ad and thinks, is that it? Are you a size
22? I wear 22 pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're a size 22, you see this ad and you take it at face value. You're like, oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
This is fat positivity. This is what I'm about. I'm going to find a bathing suit that I can actually
wear. There's some curvy
girls there. You go to the website. They don't make my size.
It's like lose 50 pounds.
It's like,
and then you can have a bathing suit.
They're taking this language that is supposed to be inclusive and is supposed to empower people and they're using it to continue to sell clothes to sizes that have already been catered to forever.
It's you know so what it reminds me of is like, not to get political, but I'm a bit political, and sometimes the Republican Party can never come up with their own phrases. They co-opt Democratic phrases. So like my body, my choice. That is about reproductive rights. But then they co-opted it
for COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for masks?
For masks, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's...
And it was like, do you believe that or not?
Right.
It's or like, I guess it could have also been co-opted for vaccines.
That's what I'm saying. Vaccines, masks, anything in COVID. And it's like, do you believe it's your body, your choice? Because then are you on board with abortion being healthcare?
You only believe it
or
as it pertains to
you. Are you switching the meaning completely? And
if it serves your interest,
saying this is what bodily autonomy actually means.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Body inclusivity actually means.
Yeah.
That's so.
I want to say something kind of fucked up too.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm almost again, conflicting feelings and emotions. This is a bad campaign, but in a weird, weird way, I'm almost semi-relieved it's even there because of all of the hyper skinny stuff happening right now.
All of the pulling back of the other brands.
Yeah, yeah. Like they're doing a shitty job. Like, this is a bad ad campaign. It is not inclusive.
Yeah.
But the fact that they even still think that they should try to be inclusive, uh-huh. I'm like, okay, maybe this is like a tiny thread of something.
Because so many people aren't listening anymore. Victoria's Secret is going back to where it was. A lot of the catwalks are going back to where they were.
Right.
So at least it's like, yeah, no, we think this would actually be a good look.
Yeah,
for us to be seeming this
way. I'm like, at least they think it's a good look. At least there's
body
that.
Inclusive. Yeah, at least there's that. Like, at least it doesn't say sexy is a size 2.
Yeah, it's like you get an F, but the fact
that A for effort. Yeah.
But like not.
No, A for effort. F for fail across the board. But the fact that they're like even pretending to be inclusive, I'm like, okay, maybe this could change or somebody else could get it right. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I'm struggling with right now? I'm like, I thought Aerie was a decent brand before. Like, I don't really shop there, but because of the marketing and because like they don't retouch their models and like certain practices like that.
Yeah.
I kind of thought they were one of the good ones. And now I'm having an issue because I'm finding out that a lot of brands that I've shopped at mm-hmm. are not inclusive, are not mm-hmm. kind to fat people, don't have any intention on making clothing that fits bigger than an XXL.
Well, you were telling us about your breakup with Brandy Melville.
Yeah, I mean, this is shameful. This is like so shameful.
Confess your sins to your fat friend, Emily.
Why is it shameful? It's shameful. Well,
I mean, I know why, but you're breaking up.
I'm breaking up with it. Okay, so it's shameful because I've known for a long time that they don't cater to enough sizes.
Uh-huh.
I've known for a long time, but it didn't apply to me. And I didn't think that what they were doing was so bad. Now I've learned that Brandy Melville is an awful fucking company. It's not just that they don't have enough sizes, and they could very easily make more sizes.
Yeah.
It would not be that complicated. It's not even that they don't have a lot of sizes. All of their clothes are one size. And it's like,
Charlotte and I call it the little girl store.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is. And it's not that like all the clothes are so, so tiny. Some of them would fit maybe up to like a size 8, which is still small. Mm-hmm. But it's not like they're all so, so tiny for a size 00. It's not like that. But it's that the fact that it's only one size sends the message when you wear it or when you're on their Instagram and you see the pictures of the thin white models wearing it. They're all thin and white. Most of them are blonde. It's giving off this illusion, and it's very intentional. The CEO actually has said that it is intentional. They want it to be exclusive, and they want people to feel like, in order to be pretty and cool, they need to be able to fit into this clothing.
Yeah. Is Brandy Melville one size?
It's one size.
Oh my, this is psychotic. And Lauren, it used to say one size fits all.
Most.
Well, it used to say one size fits all.
Oh my God.
And they changed it to one size fits most, which is still not accurate.
My head just exploded. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. I didn't know this
about
Brandy Melville.
Which is more bad? Which is worse? One size fits all, and they're just like, we think. Or one size fits most, and it's like, sorry.
Yeah, and it's like, actually, you're like, totally wrong.
Let me check your numbers there. Your math is off.
Yeah.
One size fits, I'm telling you, nobody above a size 8 could wear like their tank tops or whatever. It's not one size fits most at all. Most people are a size 14 and above.
They're saying one size fits most of the women who walk in here because everybody else is terrified to enter the premises.
They're terrified because also the people who work there.
So rude.
Are so bad at their job.
So rude.
Oh my God.
But they're good at their job. That's what they want.
That's what they want. So the more that I learned about this company, and like you said, Remy, I did a whole episode on RIP diets. It was called Breaking Up with Brandy Melville. It was all about this, about like this existential crisis that I had about this, because I started shopping there just because I was at Buffalo Exchange one day and I found a pair of sweatpants that I liked, and I realized that they were from Brandy Melville. Now, because they were all one size, then I started just order, whenever I needed sweatpants, I would just order sweatpants from there. And then that spiraled into sweatshirts,
yeah,
and then tank tops, and then t-shirts, and then whatever. And
it was a gateway drug, those sweatpants.
Those sweatpants were a gateway drug.
Yeah.
And when it was happening, when I was spiraling like this, I knew in the back of my mind that it was probably wrong to support this company. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't really mind because it didn't affect me. And now that I've learned like how intentional it is, mm-hmm, how they want people to feel like, oh no, you can't shop here. You're not cool. You're not.
It's very 135. Is that
it's very 135?
135.
Yeah.
Very 135.
Except if it was just like 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 3 to 5. And it is like, it is very 135 coded because it's all, you go in there and it's like 13-year-olds.
Also, the rudeness of the salespeople. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Date Night, but they call to go to this fancy restaurant in the city. And it's also Tina Fey and Steve Carell. And the maitre d' picks up and she goes, the restaurant is called Claw. She goes, Claw, you're welcome. Like, that's the vibe.
It's, yeah, it's like a privilege to even be in here.
Yeah.
And if we're gonna like give you any ounce of attention, you better fucking appreciate
it. Sounds like that restaurant you go to get yelled at. It's like, this is for people who hate themselves.
Dicks. It's like that. Yeah. It's like the coffee shops that you go and the coffee tastes like battery acid and then they spit in your face and charge you extra for it.
Brooklyn, looking at you. Yeah, don't come at me in the comments, but I said what I said.
No, I live in Brooklyn. There's one around the corner. I can't go in
so
there.
Mean? Like,
they're so fucking
mean. I
want
to buy a coffee. Like, what did I do to you?
And then if you ask like, oh, do you have a dirty chai? They look at you like you have 3 heads.
Mm. I had a bartender, this is for another time, but like make me cry like 3 weeks ago.
I was going to say, have you ever been in a bar where like the bartender is so mean to you and then they see somebody else and they're like, oh, hey, can I get you anything? And you're like, what did I do?
Totally.
You were just you.
Yeah.
You just walked in and had the wrong face.
Why did they make you cry?
Listen, long story.
Story,
okay,
for another
story
time.
For another day. Story for, but basically that's why it's important to like know what brands you're shopping at, know what they stand for. You
can
know,
you spell it out though more of like why it's harmful for you to be shopping there? Because some people might be like, but you fit in those sizes, so what's the problem?
No, and so in doing research about this, I found a lot of articles and comments from people that are like, what is so bad about having a store that's only for small girls? Like, there are plus size stores, so what's wrong with having a store that's for petites? Essentially, mm-hmm, is the counter argument that, mm-hmm, people make. That is the dumbest argument I've ever heard in my entire fucking life, because it's not a petite store. They're not offering sizes that aren't offered at other stores, at every other store that you could shop at.
Yeah, their plus pants aren't shorter.
They're not short. They're actually, they fit tall, skinny girls better than short, petite girls. When you're talking about plus size stores, those are sizes that are not offered in every store. So obviously, it makes sense to have a plus size store.
It's harder to find plus sizes than it is straight sizes.
Right.
So it's not this, you can't compare the two.
Having a store that's only small to medium, those are sizes that are offered in every store. So you don't need your own store for that. Mm. And the reason why it is harmful to buy those clothes is because you're supporting a company that wants to be exclusive, wants to exclude people based on their size. And to perpetuate this idea that if you don't fit in the clothes, then you're not one of the cool girls. You're not in the club, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, I do also say, like, is it hard to break up with your favorite brand if that is your favorite brand?
Yeah. Your favorite brandy?
Your favorite brandy. So if you have to buy the clothes, buy them secondhand. Yeah. Don't put money directly into the pockets of this company. But if we're really getting into the nitty gritty, it is also harmful to be wearing the clothing around because you are perpetuating the idea.
I was like, I kind of like this airy bathing suit though. Like,
it is cute.
And you guys were like, well, you could maybe get it secondhand from another person. But yeah, if somebody sees you in this thing and they're like, wait, don't you like not like what they stand for?
Right. It's just a little,
we all have, you know, body image issues. And I feel like if somebody finds something that they feel good in, you don't have to have this like moral battle with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of this is just understanding, mm-hmm, what's happening, you know, just being aware of like the privilege around it. You know, also, Emily, I want to, like, another reason and something I want to give you credit for is like, fat allyship. You know, that's another reason to not shop at some place like this. Like, it's a cutie little way to be a fat ally.
And why would you want
or straight size ally? I don't know the word.
That's a good question.
Straight size ally.
Your straight size ally to your fat friends.
Yeah.
No, but that is part of it. It's like, why would I want my fat friends to see me wearing a brand that on purpose wants them to feel bad about themselves?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
That's not
the vibe. And if enough people boycott or are only buying secondhand, then I think maybe they would expand their sizes, expandy Melville.
And God, I love it.
It would be really nice because they are soft clothes.
I
don't fit in them anymore, and I would like to.
They're really good.
If they were nicer people.
That's the other thing. It's like brands, like, if you change, we'll appreciate it. We won't be like, you're too late. Like,
yeah.
We want the brands to, you know.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that it would be a better business model. Mm-hmm. They would make more money. And I have this war with myself all the time. That's like, why are companies seemingly going out of their way to exclude people? Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me. But it's the world that we live in.
Like, have you heard of money before?
Right.
Like, we will buy them.
Right. But yeah. So anyway, for anyone who's interested, look into Brandy Melville, because that doesn't even skim the surface. I mean, you will find a plethora of other stuff.
And then back to Aerie just for a second.
Yeah.
We have their mission statement here. The Aerie mission is to empower all women to love their real selves. We make products that feel real good. We celebrate body positivity. All bodies should be happy and free of retouching. We stand
all
for
all bodies.
All. We stand for inclusivity and real representation. Every woman should see herself in Aerie.
Every woman?
The ones who can't buy it? We are a community that celebrates one another because we show up stronger together. Let the real you shine.
The real you?
Not some of you. Yeah. Again, though, beautiful mission.
Oh, yeah. If it was true, it would be great.
Shiny words.
Not super inclusive of all genders, but you know what? I'm not going to be the...
Yeah, since you've said it so many times in your mission statement, Aerie, if it was real, then it would be great.
Yeah.
The problem is it's not real.
You're close. You're getting warmer. We'll give...
Right.
I'll give Aerie a warmer.
The needle? Is it moving?
You know, their needle's further than Brandy Melville's needle.
That's true.
Learned what Brandy Melville is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I had to introduce you to it. Honestly, I've
seen it in the comments on the DST Instagram. With
and
the
you're
plus
like,
size
what are
videos,
people talking about?
And they're like, what about Brandy Melville? And I'm like, who's Brandy? Like, what?
Well,
oh.
Because you haven't even been exposed to
it. No, I wouldn't be exposed to
that. Yeah, but you shouldn't be. It's a terrible, horrible place.
I want to go in there as a joke now. I want to go in there.
Oh my God.
Do a video. Can we go in there? Fucking video?
Camera tests.
You guys want to film a video in there? I swear to God, like somebody will spit in our camera. Like it is, they are paid extra to be mean to you. It's really
unsettling.
It makes
you feel less than D. Melville.
Three for three.
You got to love it.
Kobe.
You got to love it. Oh, what a lovely world it would be to just not know that place exists. Anyway.
Or wouldn't it be nice if these brands just expanded?
Yeah.
I don't want to boycott places. How about that?
I don't want to have to boycott places.
I don't want to have to. I want everyone to feel good and have nice clothes and be able to shop wherever the fuck they want.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to not be having to have this conversation.
Preach.
Me too.
Ladies, thank you. We're way over time, but honestly, that was... a very healing conversation
for
me.
Yeah, I had a good time. You guys, I hope you had a good time too. That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe. And while you're at it, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. Lauren, where can they follow you?
At Lauren Hope Crass on Instagram or the Diet Starts Tomorrow Instagram, because that's all me too, baby.
Yeah, and remember, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg. Social media by Lauren Hope Crass. And guest booking by Allie Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Betches. Betches.